Well, I'm delighted to introduce our next speaker, Dr. Jim Plum. Dr. Plum is a professor in the Department of Family and Community Medicine and director of the Center for Urban Health at Thomas Jefferson University and Hospital in Philadelphia. His clinical, educational, and research interests include homelessness, men's health, the built environment, and healthy community development. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. We're going to shift gears just a bit to drill down to medical student education. And I think a rather unique partnership that has developed between a community-based organization in Philadelphia, a medical student organization in Rwanda, and our medical students and interdisciplinary students in Philadelphia. So lots of goals here. What I really wanted to do was outline the origins of this particular project because I think it can serve as a model for other institutions around both medical school training and public health training. And I have no relationships to disclose. So my affiliation with this project began with a partnership of a woman in North Philadelphia who started a nonprofit organization called Barefoot Artists, whose mission is to bring the transformative power of art to the most impoverished communities in the world. And Lillier and her team have been working all over the world looking at community development, economic development. And she was invited to go to Rwanda by the director of the Rwandan Red Cross to assist in the repatriation of a genocide survivor's village using art as a way of transformative work. So she arrived, was asked to develop a genocide memorial park and begin the transformation of a genocide survivor's village. She returned and called me and said, I am totally over my head in terms of community health assessment. There are many issues. We need to begin some work that we had done in North Philadelphia. So we were working in Gisenyi, and the maker of this map gets her right and the left wrong, so it is in northwest Rwanda, up near the Republic of Congo. And basically, Lillier and her team developed a genocide memorial village, or genocide memorial, using local contractors, local workers, and training them, and using the techniques that she had developed. So on your right are some, lower right is some work in North Philadelphia, and the upper right is some work in the village, and some of the work that was done. So I was invited by the director of the Rwandan Red Cross and Lily to join them in a project in the fall of 2005 and the spring of 2006. At the same time, a group of medical students began an organization called Jeff Health, which is helping East Africa link to health, received a Arnold P. Gold Foundation presidential grant, which supported several students to travel with me to do a community-oriented primary care needs assessment in the survivor's village. And our goal was to integrate public health principles into the Barefoot Artists' holistic philosophy of healing and community. So I traveled and a community health assessment, which led to a health and hygiene training program, the identification of several folks with health backgrounds among the genocide survivors who formed a health committee, and then a series of nutrition programs and hygiene programs. These were first and fourth year medical students who were on this trip. At the same time, the students basically Googled Rwandan medical students and were led to a project known as the Rwanda Village Concept Project, which is a voluntary organization run by medical students at the National University in Butare. And they have been working with other students from around the globe on a variety of projects that are public health related. The students developed a friendship an email exchange, and that has led to a partnership between the health profession students at Jefferson and the health profession students in Butare. And each year, the projects have grown and have been fostered by, when our students aren't there, the Rwandan students visit two villages each month to provide ongoing support, follow-up, and reports that then our team in Philadelphia will work on. Many new partners grew out of this. The Gold Foundation supported a summer service fellowship in malnutrition, and one of the medical students worked with Engineers Without Borders in the Mid-Atlantic chapter and basically wrote a proposal that sent a group of Engineers Without Borders staff to the village where they have redone about 80 treatment programs and ventilation improvement pits and so forth. So each year we've sent programs that have grown the programs, and what I'm particularly excited about is the number of students who have been interested, but also the disciplines that they represent. This was first a medical student project. Now it involves nursing, public health, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. So these folks are going in teams and doing geriatric assessments, income generating projects, and we've developed a family and community medicine and pediatric rotation for Rwandan students. The Jeff students raise funds to support three medical students from Rwanda coming to Philadelphia to spend 2 months with us in exchange for their monitoring our projects in country over time. So we've had now 12 students from Rwanda and are expecting three more. It's a competition. The students in Philadelphia and I and the faculty in Butare choose three students. So we've gone into a variety of projects and expanded to a second village called Akarambi, which is north, a little northwest of Kigali, and developed similar type programs in Akarambi that we've developed in Rugerero. We've also had several of our MPH students do their capstone projects while there, particularly around prevention of soil-transmitted helminthic infections and a project on the impact of using kitchen gardens. These are some of our students at Christmas time. And we've developed a memorandum of understanding between Jeff Health and the RVC folks that I sign, the dean of the medical school signs, and the med students sign, which details what we will do. To date, we've had 47 interdisciplinary students from Jefferson go to Rwanda. We're tracking most of those folks have gone into family medicine and emergency medicine once they finish Jefferson. Our Rwandan students, I'm most proud, have gone on to develop, to get advanced degrees here in the United States based in part, I think, and I firmly believe, on their experience in working with us, particularly around chronic disease, which is obviously a growing problem globally, but how does one address chronic disease in medical education and at the policy level in Rwanda? And I think we have folks now at Hopkins, at the Einstein College of Medicine, and at Brandeis. And two of our students, one, our first nursing student, ended up being the clinical director of the Partners in Health program in Rwanda and in Haiti. And Liz Krebs has now started an organization called Founder of Pure, which is Physicians Ultrasound and Rwanda Education Initiative. We'd like to expand this project now to involve the kinds of things we heard about earlier, that is a residency training program and eventually a fellowship track, in combination with a growing family medicine movement in Rwanda at the National University, and continuing to monitor the impact of the experience on our participants and further projects. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm sorry. This has been an elective program, and we at Jefferson have just begun an area of concentration in population health, a component of which is of global health. So we have two tracks, students at Jefferson, one in population health, another in clinical translational research. And our students who traveled to Rwanda this past summer were part of the QUIC program. And 11 of the 28 students in our cohort have done international rotations between their first and second year. And we are integrating more didactic and preparation for students, particularly those in the college within the college program. And my colleague, Dr. Francis Barchi, who could not be here this afternoon, has really been integrating sort of research ethics, human rights, and ethics in developing countries regarding the use of students and residents.
Mm-hmm.
So, and our Joseph Maiden, we have a clinical skills center, and he is consulting with folks in Rwanda about a clinical skills center. So thank you very much.
Wow, terrific, Jim. Just terrific. Any follow-up questions? Dr. Plum? Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Jim, could you please speak in the microphone?
I like to wander. There are a ton of evaluation measures from the ground in terms of folks who have stayed with the health committee, pre- and post-test knowledge, number of folks that have stayed involved in the program. But one I like to use is the HIV program, where in this village, there was suspicion there were lots of folks who were infected, but through an educational program, 32 people disclosed and have since formed a club. And part of that is an income generation project. So there are those types of things that we are wondering. I'm always concerned about sustainability, and I think with the Rwandan students on the ground and their ability to translate and so forth, and the connections they've made, I think we've been able to keep it going. But each of those projects has a series of pre- and post-tests.